This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People ask me all the time, if I were to use one word to describe the Good Day program, what would I say? Well, I could come up with refreshing, informative. It's a maybe like having a glass of really good, clear water. Very refreshing. That's the Good Day program. What does it take to make a good day? Why is it that you think it's important to have a good day? I get that question. I think everybody deserves a shot at a good day. Not every day is going to be good all through the day, but at least there is I want to have the attitude, not everything that I talk about is going to be good. Frankly, I know that. But I try to find things that we can talk about that will put a smile on your face or bring back a memory of something that's cool. I was looking at a book that's come out about Shirley Temple. All right, James.
Iconic.
James Collins is in our studio, the main studio in Dallas. You know who Shirley Temple
was? That's Animal Crackers in My Soup, Monkeys and Rabbits, right?
Look at you.
Do I know that right?
How did you know that?
I saw a bunch of commercials as a kid that was like the full Shirley Temple DVD collection, and it always showed up. Yeah. It constantly on late night cartoons constantly would loop. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, kid.
Thanks.
How many people are chuckling along with this? That may have made this last 65 seconds probably made any number of people's day. And that's good. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Shirley Temple made 43 films. Now, is that somebody's part of what is in this this book, Iconic Things About Shirley Temple? She had 56 curls in her hairdo. All right, I don't know what difference that makes to anybody, but it is what it is. She received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1960. Shirley Temple was also the ambassador to England. Did you know that? She was involved. She was a big supporter of President Nixon, and he appointed her to a post to the United Nations. And also, I believe that she, if my memory serves me correctly, she was ambassador to someplace. I don't remember where it was. But at any rate, she had a wonderful life and a very interesting life. And certainly most everybody, no matter what your age, you ought to know who Shirley Temple is.
Yeah.
That's why I spent a couple of minutes talking about her here.
Well, a child actor who then goes on to become a diplomat. And there's always that cliche about child actors. And she broke the mold.
Yeah. No, she was, well, a lot of you, like Drew Barrymore was a child actress, and she had her problems, but it wasn't so much she was a child actress as her family allowed her to go down the road that she came from a famous acting family.
Dynasty, if you will.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Well, didn't Drew Barrymore say at one point that she was her mom's favorite drinking buddy or something, or am I thinking of another celebrity?
No, I think you're right. No, I do. I think you're right about that. Oh, no, maybe in Judy Garland and Liza Minnelli. It was one of those two.
Yes, someone where it was at a very young age.
Yeah, right, exactly. Here's a five-year-old. Well, actually, this is the story of the life and times of a youngster. The story starts when this youngster is 5 years old, five-year-old girl, and her name is Juliette L'Amour. So she 5 years when she's 5 years old, she emptied her piggy bank for an earthquake relief program, and I don't know how much there was in it. I don't know, like $48 or something. Now she has her reward. She waited 13 years. She wasn't waiting. She's having to buy some lottery tickets.
Yeah, she turned 18, and what better way to celebrate than to
buy some lottery tickets.
Lottery ticket.
Right, exactly. And what does she have to show for her efforts? 48 million cool ones. This is the first time she bought a ticket. And so now, at the age of 18, as Jay said, she has become a multi-millionaire. And you got to think about the karma there, right? All the good that's done. Somebody's watching down on you. She had no idea
what to do. She's asking her dad and her grandpa, like, how do I do this? What am I supposed to do?
And you mean with, like, sharing the piggy bank stuff?
No, with
the money.
With playing the lottery. She's like, what am I supposed to do? And they're like, just go inside and get a quick pick. Like, don't put too much thought into it. Just grab a quick pick.
Right. That's what I do. Do you do a quick pick, or do you have a number that you use all the time?
I mainly do quick picks, but every now and then I will have numbers that I just feel are ones I should play.
Yeah.
Those feelings have not come to fruition.
Well, that's all right. Keep working it.
Yeah.
Don't give up. Don't give up. So fortunately for Juliette L'Amour, her father is a financial advisor, so probably the $48 million is not going to burn a hole in her pocket.
Yeah, at 18, just now. Wow.
Good for her. She'll be the most popular. She'll get a lot of dates probably, right? In Sault Ste. Marie, everybody's going to want to meet and greet her under the circumstances. If you could go back in time, Jay, and speak to your younger self, speaking about that young lady, 5 years of age, 18, she gets the ticket. But what do you think that she thinks, and what would you think? What do you tell yourself as you're growing up? I think about this from time to time. I think back to when I was a youngster on the farm and what I did with the animals. And, you know, sometimes I got very sad when a calf would die.
Yeah.
And if I knew then what I know now, it would be different. And maybe that's the ticket here. If you go back in time and speak to yourself, do you speak to your younger self as your younger self, or do you speak to your younger self as an adult?
Well, and would it change anything? Because the path you're on could shift, and then things that what you were doing as a younger child or even a teen or anything sends you on the trajectory into the path you are today. Would that change if you gave yourself advice knowing now what you didn't know then?
Time traveling, right? It's a sense of turning back the clock. If you could turn back the clock, what would you do? One of the things that I would do here, and it's no secret, I've grown up in this town, I lived here all my life, I've been very involved in lots of things in the community over the years, from teaching to working in the library to doing a lot of volunteer stuff for local boards, and I like serving in governmental circumstances. One of the things when I was on the local radio station, I was talking about this on the TV program that I do here last night, going back thinking about the marathon and how the marathon was covered here. We used to have a big local newspaper, and I was thinking about that and local radio as well, and how that has faltered at the hands of guys like me. Because, you know, we've got 400 and some odd stations, so normally, if it wasn't for me and or the syndicated radio business, would there be jobs? This is partially me looking back in time. If it wasn't for me and others doing what I do, would the people that had jobs in these newspapers or radio stations have jobs today? Or would there be, you know, I'm not trying to find guilt. But I just wonder about this sometimes, especially more, you know, radio is my business, so I think about it, but I think about newspapers what's going on. The fact that local newspapers have basically disappeared. We here locally have a blog. We have a thing called The Source that presents most of the local news. But there still is a lot of, in the last 17, 18 years, just whole boatloads of newspapers and local news sources have gone out of business.
Well, and local is still so important, too. Why can't they both exist in a sense of why can't there, in terms of radio, if there is a nationally syndicated radio show, have somebody on standby for local and then they get to jump in? Not on the national scale, but every local station would hear this, and they give the quick local news. Same with newspapers or national magazines. You see in different publications where there's a little pamphlet or something that's inserted. It can be easily removed, and it can be inserted into a magazine or something or a newspaper. And you have the local side of things because there are so many local news stories that are just as important.
Well, and the local television stations have really lost their way because all they do is repeat the same stuff as the nationals, sometimes with a local twist on it. But it's not, there's not really local news unless there's a fire that burns a house down and kills 12 people, or there's some big wreck or an auto chase or something. But the local fiber of what's going on in the community, you don't often know unless you really dig and go to the community's website, for example, and that sort of thing. So I'm thinking about, you tease me because I'm usually during some of the breaks reading a newspaper, like the real, I'm reading a newspaper.
That sound is what we hear.
That's the newspaper. Right. So where are they? The classic feel of holding the physical newspaper is something that is lacking. Now, the newspapers that I'm reading, I don't get the Globe and the Herald and the local newspaper. I look at it online. But I get various farm and trade papers that I use for my farm program, the American Family Farmer, and in some of the other things that are farmer-related. So that sort of keeps me connected with that community, with the agricultural community. But I have to really nose around it because I'm involved here locally. I get into a lot of the things that are going on. But it's not because of what I read. It's because of who I know and what we talk about when we're together as to, you know, what's going on and what's a good model for getting this done and that done. So anyway, I just thought it was... I just think it's something that we ought to try. It's maybe it's just gone. Like the local hardware store, the local drug store, Walmart has come in and wiped them all out. Is that progress? No, I don't think it was progress at all. And people say, well, look at all the jobs that Walmart provides. Well, are they as good as the jobs in the old drug store? Are they as good as the jobs in the old hardware store? Are they as good as the, you know what I'm saying? You get the drift of things.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's Warren time. Get your dog poop ready. We've got a special deal for you today. Ah, yes, Warren and the Pet Show. You can hear Warren all over the place on this program because I love promoting the fact that he's there for you every weekend to help you out with your questions about dogs. So, here's the question. Can I make money with my dog's poop? Obviously, I know the answer to that, and so, Warren, take it away.
Not that San Francisco and Oakland are strange areas, but according to the story that I just read, it says, scooping up cash, Oakland tech firm wants your pet's poop, and they'll pay you for it. So you have to register, and if you register, they'll pay you $100 per month per dog, and they collect, they give you poop collection bags, and they use this poop for research. They even have what's called a stool bank. I love that term, a stool bank.
Stool bank.
Great place to make deposits. I don't think I'm making any withdrawals right off the bat. But they really, it's kind of interesting because they're doing a lot of research on dog poop in general, and it may help them find out other problems with imbalances in the gut and suffering different issues. Uh-huh. So it's kind of an interesting concept, but $100, man, you know how much money I would be worth if I got $100 for every dog I ever
You'd be my best friend if that was
unbelievable.
Nice.
Yeah. I would, if I lived in Oakland now, I'd go out and buy a herd of St. Bernards.
Yeah. One of those other big dogs. What are they? What are those other big dogs called?
Great Pyrenees, Great Danes,
right.
Irish
Bullhounds.
Yeah.
Get them all. The more poop, the merrier.
And you know, one of my favorite.
Go ahead. Yeah, you know, you go ahead.
I was going to say, one of my favorite breeds of dogs that no one really knows about is called a Leon Burger. When I first heard of it, I thought it was a Jewish accountant from Astoria, Queens, Leon Burger. I had the opportunity of working with him in Germany. It looks like a St. Bernard, only they're brown, incredible temperaments, you know, the gentle giants. Leon Burger, check it out on your online. A beautiful, beautiful dog, the Leon Burger.
All right, so poop. We could do wonders if we had cow poop. I'd be all over that.
Hey right Doug, I came across this quote. And it was kind of interesting to me. In an age where pets are the new children and houseplants are the new pets, the new household hierarchy signifies the shift in our priorities for fur kids. It's kind of interesting because pets are the new children for many people. A lot of couples that I know that have no children, their dogs and their cats are their kids. And kind of the houseplants, they're easy to housebreak, but the houseplants become the kind of the new pets. It's kind of an interesting concept. And it's kind of true because, you know, you see people walking their dogs and strollers. And I don't mean just dogs with challenges and disabilities. People just want to take their dog out for a walk. I don't get it. And they'll put it. Oh, they'll put it on a. I see more French bulldogs in Southern California in those kitty pouches over their shoulder. I don't care.
All over the place.
Let the dogs walk a little bit. It's good for them.
So peacocks are becoming the new rage, and I found this out this past weekend. The farm opened for the season, my farm, and we've got three peacocks. And when you look at them and they spread their wings, in a manner of speaking, it's really something to behold. But they are dangerous. There was a peacock that got out of the Bronx Zoo, I guess last week, and he bit a man. They got out on the street, and the guy said after he was bitten, he was high. I don't know what the heck peacocks have in them that would make somebody high. Do you know? Does that make any sense to you?
I don't know, Doug, but it's, you know, what does make sense to me that he broke out of the zoo. So this was an incarcerated peacock. This is
right. I have a couple of them.
Happy-go-lucky peacocks.
They make an interesting
peacock.
They make an interesting noise too, or sound. Have you ever noticed or heard a peacock? It's like a caw, caw. Oh, that's what you hear of here.
I went to a place in Southern California not too long ago. It's kind of like a museum type agriculture place, and they have a load of peacocks. And I got to tell you, they're beautiful to watch. But you're absolutely right; they can be assertive.
Yeah.
And the noise level when they start making noise, it's but you absolutely. I don't think there's any animal that's more beautiful than a peacock when they have their tail feathers spread out.
You know, I thought we would spend a moment, if you don't mind, talking about a trust. When people die, what happens to your dog? Do you make plans for your dog? I know we've visited this before, but I think it's becoming more. I was thinking about this in terms of if something happened to me, what happens to Daisy? And I've made arrangements for her. But how often is it that people ask you on your radio program about setting up a pet trust and what
often, because I explained to people that really a will doesn't affect your pet. You have to set out a trust. And within that trust, you have to make sure that the person that you're leaving the dogs to or whatever financially you're leaving to, they sign that as well to make sure it's taken care of. It's such a great thing to bring up, Doug, and I'll tell you why. I get the stories every week on the radio about this dog that wound up at a shelter because their guardian died, and the kids, rather than take their mother's dog, would put it at a shelter. I don't understand that.
Disgusting.
You know, a person's pet is part of that person. Keep the pet.
Yeah.
Trust for your dog or cat, great idea.
Yeah, it is. Just having the mindfulness of thinking about what happens to your favorite dog or your favorite pet. They've done a wonderful job taking care of you. You need to take care of them. I think that's
absolutely
the message as much as anything else, Warren. Warren Eckstein is the host of The Pet Show. Find out all about it at thepetshow.com. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-36.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Sad news out of Plains, Georgia. Former President Carter has released a statement following the passing of his wife, 96-year-old Rosalynn Carter. The former president said that Rosalynn was his equal partner in everything he ever accomplished. The Carter Center announced the passing yesterday afternoon at her home. The couple was married right after World War II in 1946, and they were married for 77 years. Current First Lady, Jill Biden.
During the holidays, you'll consider saying, include the Carter family in your prayers.
The people of Argentina have spoken at the ballot box, and socialism is out in favor of conservatism. Javier Milei has won Argentina's presidential election. Milei entered the race as a political outsider, promising to dollarize Argentina with ties to the American conservative movement. Milei has called climate change a lie of socialism. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Is less really more? Well, you'll find out because we have less controversy, more information, more communication here on the Good Day program. Stick around. You'll find out. Here's something you will identify with for sure. Many of you, as was the case with me when my children were younger, got frustrated when they didn't do what they were asked to do. I was one of these people because I grew up on the farm. Chores on the farm are part of everyday life. And so if you don't do your chores, you're in a heap of trouble. Well, so today, there are many families who give their children responsibility, and there's a lot of people who do a good job of getting their children to do that, and some are not. So here's the story of one couple aggravated with their children's lack of keeping their rooms tidy. They shared a solution on social media. The mother writes, "My children haven't cleaned their bathroom like they were supposed to. I decided to leave a note under a rag they left on the floor. Let's see if they find it. It's been a week already." Apparently, yeah, they weren't having much luck. So there's a photo that they posted with a story about their children. The parents wrote a note that says
they're
congratulations.
$50,
yeah. Yeah, right. If you're reading this, you got $50. Now, but here's the catch. The note continues. However many days have passed since the date at the top will be subtracted from the pot. And so there are a lot of people who were looking at this on social media and saying, they, not only praising it, but also sharing situations where they posted their events, this kind of thing, with their own families. Here's one note that reads, once when we sent our son off to a Boy Scout camp, I wrapped a $20 bill around his toothbrush before he left and didn't tell him about it. When he got back, I asked if he found the money. He said, what money?
Oh, no.
There you go. When my son went to camp, he went 1 year for a week. His sister, there was a boys' camp on one side of a pond and a girls' camp on the other side. Megan had gone to the girls' camp, loved it. Brendan went. He, when he got home, when I went to pick him up, he stunk. He wouldn't take a shower. He wouldn't go to the bathroom or into the shower room or any place where someone might see. And I think he was 7, 8 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, you know, because that's, you know, sometimes they don't like this sort of thing when they're younger. And so I wonder if you want to try this with your children, if they're of age. And I guess of age, at what age should you have responsibility? What do you remember the first time you were given a chore to do by Ma and Pa Kettle there?
I don't remember, because a lot of the chores were a little bit simple. Make your bed, make sure if you have dishes upstairs, bring them down. Don't have too many shoes down by the door, take your shoes up, kind of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I think any age can have chores. Mac is 2.5 and he has chores. He has to help clean his toys up. If he's playing with something and he wants to move on to something else, we have to clean up the toys that we're currently playing with and then go to other things. It doesn't happen every time because, again, he's 2.5. But he does do that. He has the chore of helping if I'm making something and he can help me with that, like cutting up the butter or cracking an egg or something. But, yeah, I think it's just age appropriate, but any age can have chores.
Yeah, I think that's it's responsibility. It's about understanding responsibility as much as anything else and taking responsibility, which if you teach youngsters the value of responsibility, then, you know, that's a good deal, frankly. It's a very good deal. The master list is here of things for us to talk about on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, and Jay Kirshner is graciously along for the conversation. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Washington. Some good news. This is a study on the harmful health effects of sitting on your fat butt. It is advised, after looking at it, didn't quite get qualified that way. That's not quite the headline, but, you know, I interpret things a little bit. And sitting around is not good for you. Maybe that's why I'm as well off as I am, because I don't sit still very long. I find when I have to sit, like, from now until 18 past the hour, right? It's 10 minutes. That's all I can do to sit. It's nothing. I don't have the heebie-jeebies. I just like to keep moving. Right? Mm. Keep my mind moving, my mouth moving, body moving, all that good stuff. So if you're into that, that's great. You'll be happy to know that if you are taking a 5-minute walk every half hour, you will live to be 145. Just like we were saying. Right? The woman who just died.
Dr. Doug says.
Dr. Doug, practicing without a license.
Practicing without a license. Uh-huh. There are so many jobs that are desk jobs where people will sit, yeah. And if you're not paying attention, it is very easy to get lost in your work, which your bosses,
yep.
I'm sure,
slouched over the computer.
But but then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I haven't stood up in a while. You go to stand up, and it hurts. You're very aware of your tailbone,
back, legs
stuck in that position.
Terrible. Yeah, I just had my one of my semi-annual physicals. Do the blood work and all that stuff, blood pressure. And what I find in talking to Dr. Ken Kronhaus and to the other fellow who locally interprets all these metrics is that the amount of blood sugar that you have and your blood pressure is directly related to how much you move. So if you don't move, your heart doesn't exercise either, so therefore you kaput. It's like people who are so eager to retire. I'm going to retire early. 62, yep. And by the time they're 63, they're deader than a mackerel because they don't know what to do with themselves except sit around, watch TV, argue with their wives or their husbands, and so what's that get you? So, waking up, this is the picture. You're an office worker. You wake up in the morning, maybe have some breakfast if you're smart. You talk with your spouse, talk with your children. The day begins, but you're sitting at the table having your breakfast, right? Then you go out and you sit in your car, and then you get to the office and you sit in your seat at the office. And at lunch, you sit down, right? So by the time you get out of work and you sit in your car and you get home and you sit down for dinner and then you sit down and watch TV and then you sit down and read, right? Pretty important picture that I'm painting here, right?
But to rewind a little bit, there are the big BOSU balls that a lot of times people will use instead of chairs, so it kind of helps keep their hips to keep moving. A lot of people have those standing desks or even treadmill desks. But to touch on your point with eating breakfast, aren't there other studies that say we should not stand while eating breakfast? We should take the moment to sit.
Of course, there's always some
multitask breakfast, like only focus on just eating, not doing other things and all
that. Yeah, I've seen that. People criticize me because most of the time I stand up because I'm doing something else while I'm eating. I don't really take a meal, per se, except once in a while if I get home early enough and I've said I want to watch an hour of television or something, then I'll eat sitting down while I'm watching, you know, Law and Order or something like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, when I run around here in between breaks, I'm having my fruit, I'm feeding Daisy, I'm thinking about, okay, what are we going to talk about in the next half hour? I better go back and look this up or that up, you know, that sort of thing. So anyway, this study is published in the Medicine, Science, and Sports Journal. Kenneth Diaz asked 11 healthy middle-aged individuals to complete an experiment in which they sat in a lab for 8 hours a day for 5 days to represent what he figured was a normal work week. Some days they sat for the whole 8 hours, only going to the bathroom. Other hours they were engaged in short bouts of walking, different regularities, find the lowest amount of movement possible for them to survive, and what it did to their blood sugar levels and their blood pressure. So he writes in his findings, quote, "We found that a 5-minute light walk every half hour was the only strategy that reduced blood sugar levels compared with sitting all day." In particular, he said 5-minute walks every half hour reduced the spike after eating by 60%. And that strategy also reduced blood pressure by 4 to 5 points compared with sitting all day long. So you're supposed to move, your blood pressure is supposed to go up and down. It's not supposed to stay the same all the time. Like when my normal blood pressure is what, 110 over 70, 110 over 68. So when I run up a pair of stairs like I did the other day to do my physical, I run up three flights of stairs. And I run. So, like a dummy, I'm expecting to get an accurate reading. So the lady, first thing when you sit down in the office, says, "Oh, let me take your blood pressure." So it's 133 instead of 110 over 70. And that's what's good for you. You got to get that, move it up. Mm-hmm. And so, what's the definition of good exercise?
I think that also depends on your personal body type too, because we've noticed that some people do better with more cardio than weightlifting. Other people do better with weight training. And also it's whatever it is that you actually like doing that you're going to do. Like if you're more into yoga or spinning, or you're more into actually doing team sports, we see people, and we see this all the time on different good news outlets of ways to up your health, that gardening is really well. Who is it? Elizabeth Hurley, who is like, how does she stay so fit? She gardens. That is her only form of exercise. She gardens like all day long.
Mm-hmm. Mine is different. I do exercise, do resistance training, that sort of thing. But I also run around on the farm. I'm literally moving pretty much every minute. My job on a tractor, whatever it is. But I'm in movement, constant movement, is good for your body and your brain. All right, so there you go. That's the secret to living to be 145 years old. You just heard it here. It makes listening to this program worthwhile, right? Everything else you heard today can go by the wayside, right?
Listen long enough, it will change your life.
Good day to all of you boys and girls who are out there, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, especially fathers, though. Jennifer Horn is not anybody's father. Jay is not either. But I am. And so today is a celebration of bad dad jokes. Have we all experienced a dad joke or two or three or four or maybe a thousand?
We work here with you, sir.
Okay. Then, what do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back?
A stick.
Mm, very good.
Nice.
Oh,
Jay.
That was right there.
That was that. Right there.
Why do dads take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing?
Because they have a hole in one.
Yeah. There you go. Two.
That's good.
What's the best time to go to the dentist?
I got this one. 2:30.
2:30.
Yeah. We're 3-3.
Well, we're quite the tag team here, guys.
Wow. Yes, very good. Ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. Bartender says,
"We don't serve food here."
Okay. Well, I think we've had enough. Yes, no, or no. Wait a minute. Let me see if I can find one more. Wait a minute. I asked my dog, what's 2 minus 2?
2 minus 2. What's 2 minus 2? I don't know. This could be a tough one.
He was right. He said nothing. I could spend the whole half hour doing this.
Yada, yada, yada.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is not the normal intro for my friend Tom Kreutler, who is the chairman of the board and co-host with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, podcast, newsletter. This is a whole industry, the Money Pit is, because it's aimed at helping you understand the industry of home repair, home care. The whole, it's a big, big business. It's like, what, $60 billion or more? What's spent?
Oh, the size of the market? Yeah, it's like $350 to $400 billion a year.
Yeah, I was a little low there.
Not my show.
Oh, come on. They all should go to your show. Anyway, before we always get a question or two from listeners that we try to address and talk about what's in the podcast and what's in the newsletter. Because it is the weekend before Thanksgiving, a lot of people are trying to, I saw in one trade publication that more stoves and ovens and stuff are sold this time of year than any other time of year. Is that true?
It is. It's a big season for kitchen remodels. Like, everybody wants to get everything done before the holidays. Yeah. But, you know, Doug, one of the things that pretty much a lot of people do is they clean, they scrub, they do all that kind of stuff. What's the last thing they do before the holiday is that they run the self-cleaning cycle on their oven. And they want to start clean with that turkey, right? Yeah. That can be a really big mistake when you do it, especially too close to Thanksgiving, because running the self-cleaning cycle on an oven puts it through more stress than just about anything else you can do with it. I mean, it'll go up to sometimes 1,000 degrees depending on your oven. And if something's going to break, it's going to break then. So I don't recommend you making that a last minute, hey, I'm what else can I clean? They scrubbed it all down, you know. Don't clean the oven.
Don't clean your oven.
You got time for a repair.
All right, there you go. A word to the wise from the man who knows. Okay, here's a lady listening in Chicago named Julie, who's removed some disgusting sliding glass doors on her bathtub.
Yep.
And now she's doing it to her, what, she's trying to replace them, and she's wondering whether she can do it herself or she hires somebody to do it.
Yeah, Chuck, I don't know if you've priced out, you know, the price of shower enclosures and such lately, and tub enclosures, but man, are they expensive. When they're made custom, really, really crazy money, thousands of dollars. So I say, yep. Julie, absolutely you can do it yourself, especially if you're working with a tub. They're going to be standard sizes. There's a lot of variety out there. Not terribly difficult to install if you're reasonably handy. You may have to trim a metal track or two to size, so you may have to cut some metal there. But I think it's definitely a DIY project that will save you a whole bunch of money.
All right, so there's a word to the wise. Now, on the podcast this week, you address what we were just talking about, the self-cleaning ovens. What else is there for? I know you always try to highlight things that are different than on the radio show. The podcast has a different message because there's so much material.
Yeah. So another thing, now is a good time to do is a roof inspection. And you think, well, I'm not going up on my roof. Well, you don't have to. So how can you inspect your roof? And what are you looking for? This time of year, you're looking for cracked, broken shingles. You're looking for loose flashing around chimneys and where pipes come through the roof, things like that. This is what causes the leaks. You don't want to have to go up there when it's snowy and icy. Or, and frankly, even a tradesman doesn't want to have to go up there when it's snowy and icy. So how can you do that? Well, if you have binoculars, you could do a little scan. If you have a zoom camera, you can do a scan. And if you got a drone these days, you can fly a drone over your roof and take a good close look. I did that myself on a roof not too long ago. And, you know, I don't have a super great drone, but it was good enough for me to make sure that everything was in place.
I see you with a joystick running the drone around and crashing into the side of the house or something like that.
So, all right, let's see. It's a good thing to do.
Now, here we have the newsletter and the problems. It's interesting that you're writing about mold. I just said to one of the guys on the farm, we've got a gazebo, and it's under a tree.
Right.
And the mold this year, because of all the rain, has become a problem. So what do we do?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Doug, because you know what? Everybody does call that green stuff that gets onto the roofs and into the wood mold. It's rarely mold. It's usually moss or algae or lichen. So these are plant growths, not mold in the sense of the
toxic slime mold that comes from Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it's not mold, but there's two things that you can do. Number one is that you can spray everything down with a mildicide. That's the commercial way. Number two, you'll probably notice that there's shade covering that gazebo. If you let more sunlight get to it, trimming back trees. And then thirdly, I'll give you a trick of the trade. If you were to be able to get up towards the peak of that gazebo or the peak of a roof that's dirty like that, and if you were to slide in some copper flashing like in between the top layer of shingles so it sticks out a little bit, as the rain hits that, it runs down the roof, it releases some of that copper, or you can do it with zinc flashing too, and acts as a mildicide and cleans the roof out. As it goes.
There it is. Money Pit / moneypit.com/newsletter.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.